Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Wednesday, January 7th, 2009. As we look out our window today, we've had an ice storm overnight and we're still getting rains. It's not a pleasant day, as we often reckon a pleasant day, so we're happy to be inside. And we want to encourage you today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. And our goal each weekday morning is to prepare these messages to encourage others. Today's message has a rather unusual title, I Shall Not Be Confounded. And it's taken from a verse in the King James Version from Isaiah 50, verse 7.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed.
Yesterday we passed through an old order Mennonite in Amish region in the eastern part of Lancaster County. Although it was very cold and moisture filled the air, the farmers were still out working the fields, steel wheeled tractors for the Mennonites and mule teams for the Amish.
We considered this quiet, rural farm life in contrast to the setting we were in last week as we drove and sat in hours of heavy traffic near Washington, D.C., just 100 miles to the south of us. In the misty, cold weather with warnings of a winter ice storm brewing in our county, these men were doing that which needed to be done. What a spiritual parallel this is to believers who are to be diligent in the work assignment that comes from our Father in heaven. Jesus told his followers, night is coming when no one can work.
What a statement of confident faith is expressed in our daily verse. Contextually, it is considered by commentators to be a part of a messianic prophecy concerning Christ. But I also find an application in my own life. I see four phrases, each building on the preceding.
In the first phrase, for the Lord God will help me. Have you accepted this truth in your life? Are you living with the peace that such knowledge brings? The underlying Hebrew word for help has a root meaning which is to surround, or in other words, protect or aid. A foundational assurance we have as God's children is that of His constant help and care. We so often quote and have been blessed by the New Testament promise from 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. We also referred to this verse with the King James Version yesterday in our message.
Therefore shall I not be confounded, the verse goes on to say. Confound is not a very common word in our vocabulary today. In fact, when I hear it, for some reason, I hear an aggravated hillbilly with a southern accent exclaiming, confounded. Well, it's actually an old word that means to become confused or perplexed. The word has an underlying meaning of being wounded. In other versions, translated insulted, disgraced, or ashamed.
In the third phrase, therefore have I set my face like a flint. What a proclamation of determination based on the preceding two truths that we shared. I want to do this today. I want to encourage you to join me. We've all seen weak-kneed, wavering, wimpy professing followers of Christ, but the word flint conveys hardness. Jesus demonstrated this when Luke records, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Though the people there did not welcome him, and he had no place to lay his head, he was resolute in doing the will of his Father.
I know that I shall not be ashamed, the verse is concluded with this statement. Now that's a faith statement. Notice the confident assurance Isaiah expresses in the words, I know. He indicates that this attitude is not only for the present, but for the future as well, whatever the circumstances. Today, friends, be steadfast in your faithfulness to our Lord Jesus Christ to the very end. Make Isaiah's resolve, and he wrote this some 2,800 years ago. Make it your own proclamation. I know I shall not be ashamed.
Let's pray, and this is in first person, so make this your own prayer. Father, I confess that Jesus is my Savior here on earth. And because I do so, I am confident that Jesus will acknowledge me in heaven as your child. And as a child of God, there are sacrifices you ask of me here on earth. Most especially a surrendered will, so that I follow you and obey you no matter the cost. I can't do this in my own strength, but you will help me. Circumstances will test me, yet I will not be confounded. I am resolute in remaining faithful so that my faith will grow and my Christian walk will be strengthened. I will not be ashamed, but rather I will glory in the cross of Christ. Amen.
Well, pardon us. Today we both are obviously quenching a cough. And I don't feel even one of us have the cold right now, but I've got a frog in my throat as I conclude. Sorry. Well, thank you for joining us. Two very imperfect people. We're both smiling right now. I guess we could start all over, but we already began the message a few minutes ago and messed up and had to restart, so you sort of get what you get today. It's grateful to have those, though, that do express appreciation for our daily messages, and we indeed bless you. Brooksine has a further thought that she'd like to share today.
Mm-hmm. I have shared that I read a story this morning in just one of my very favorite books, Christian Heroes, about Nikolai Kamara from the Soviet Union. He was an imprisoned thief who had committed many years of sin, but he converted to Christ in the prison cell in the 1970s, and then he joined the underground church. Then his faith and that of his pastors was tested beyond anything we could imagine. But he remained resolute in his faith to his very last breath on this side of heaven. And we've provided a link so that you can read this story. It's no more than one page, but a tremendous inspirational story for us to consider when we might be put to the test.
Well, several times now we have referred to that book, and we will also have a link up today for any that might want to consider purchasing it or reading more information about it. But today, Brooksine actually found this particular story online. And it's nice when we can provide the link to the direct story, which we cannot always do. Well, today we do have a couple of recommended songs that we feel reinforce our message today, as well as some photos. One was taken yesterday of some horses in that portion of Lancaster County. I believe it was in an Old Order Mennonite section, some team horses, and also a photo taken this morning. It's beautiful outside, it's starting to melt a little bit, but took a picture from our bedroom window looking toward our backyard and beyond. We're glad we don't have to be in it, but it's sure beautiful to look at from inside.
The icy tree
especially. Well, thank you. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Again, we've prepared this message. It's about 11:51 right now, a.m. on January 7th, 2009. Already 1 week into the new year. Blessings, and continue to stay faithful to Christ.